Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You tuned into the Dave and Ness Show here on the number one station.
You tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show only on XFM.
Welcome back here on the Dave and Nash Show. Yes, we are back with another level, another session. Yeah, another Friday morning, which is awesome for the people who are in South Africa and all over the world. And by the way, I know all over the world it's a different time zone, but right now here in South Africa, it is Friday 6 a.m. I had to say it slow so you can get it into your system. So today right here, it is 6 a.m. in the morning. It's a Friday, beginning of the weekend. Yes, right here. And yeah, now it is past 6 a.m. As you can see, yes, we are going into the morning session with a blow. So here on the Dave and Nash Show, I know you guys, yeah, the name is still the same. Yes, probably changing next month. Next month, that's when it's changing. New month, new beginning, new everything. Yeah, so here on the Dave and Nash Show, I know today's topic, you're like, okay, who is Paul Nicklin? Who is that? So you already like, yeah, I want to find out who's Paul Nicklin. I want to know, what is he all about? What is this show all about? Because I'm seeing photographer, filmmaker, I am seeing polar bears, the polar region, all of those things. What is this all about? What is going on? Is it now National Geography? Yeah, you know, National Geographic, yeah, all those stuff. So are we now doing nature? What's happening on the Dave and Nash Show? Today's topic is actually going to be interesting because we're going to add the word inside of it. The word is going to be included in it, and it's going to be an awesome session. So Paul Nicklin is actually a guy that is inspiring. He's actually an inspirational guy, and his life captured my attention because I want to take his life, show you guys that there's people out there that are doing great things, and you have no reason for you not to do great things. And also add the word into it so that you can see a whole new perspective of what this guy is doing and what we can also be doing similar to what he's doing and what he himself can do, because he's gonna be listening to this show, and I'm gonna make sure he does. I'm gonna put a hashtag on there, and yeah, Mr. Paul Nicklin, I have great respect for you. I have great respect for you. I actually love the fact that you are willing to sacrifice to go to the polar regions and dedicate your life to that side. So, audience, you know we love you guys. I love you guys, yes. And you know me, I love saying we because we are together as the audience, me and behind the scenes, you know, the recorder, the DJs and all those amazing people that are out there. So shout out to everyone that is all over the world. I hope you guys are good wherever you are. And yes, so today's topic is titled Paul Nicklin. So yeah, we're gonna be basically focusing on his life with the word included into it. So you know how we do it. We go for a break, we come back, and the break is short. So we're gonna go for a short break, we're gonna come back, and when we come back, we're gonna get into the news. And don't forget to take your notes and paper, because you can write down notes in the news, because there's stuff that you need to know, and it will help you make decisions better than the ones that you're gonna make currently. So don't go anywhere, we're gonna come back for the news.
Hi, I'm Morgan from Open Doors, and you're listening to Active FM.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back here on the Dave and Nash Show. In fact, I don't even need to say welcome back anymore, because you're already here on the Dave and Nash Show. You are tuned in, and you know what you want here. You want the fire, you want the real stuff, you want the real deal. That is why you are tuned in here. And yeah, let's get into the new session and hear what you have to hear. Yeah, so first up on the headlines is basically what is happening. So as a TV show that actually inspired people, I was like, what is going on? So reality TV show gets participants, I almost said participants, see, woo, I don't even know what I was gonna say, but that day the Nash dictionary is getting full. So that word right there is going into the Dave and Nash dictionary. So yeah, just be aware of participity, yeah, that one, whatever it is. So don't worry, you are part of the Dave and Nash dictionary. You can add your own words in there as well. So as I was saying, reality TV show gets participants to live like refugees. Imagine watching a reality show and then you decide, I'm gonna live like a refugee. Okay, that is like really interesting. The question that came to my mind is, which reality show influences people to do such? So yeah, this is like, yeah, in fact, this is reality of the reality shows. Yeah, that are inspiring people to do interesting stuff. So that is right there what is going on. Second up on the headlines, I don't know, like it's like North Korea and USA, they like have this thing against each other, né? So they like, yeah, they just have, yeah, interesting. I think it's beef. Yeah, I know we eat beef, not chicken. Yes, I eat chicken and beef. I'm just saying. So North Korea, yeah, basically the North Korea state newspaper accuses the USA of plotting invasion. So yeah, the North Korea's newspaper, when it came out, yeah, what was written there is that USA is responsible for the invasion that is going to happen and they are plotting invasions. So that is what is happening. So the president of North Korea and Mr. President Donald Trump, there is a clashing spirit going on right there. So we're gonna stay praying for them. Everybody, I am asking you all, please pray for all of these nations because they all need our prayers. This is a spiritual war. And if people don't rise up, there are Christian believers, and the church doesn't rise up, we're gonna have a whole war that is gonna cause the whole earth to actually shake. So please keep them in your prayers and pray for them. So pray for the president of Korea and pray for Mr. President Donald Trump. And wherever you are, hopefully you're listening to this, President Donald Trump, please keep on praying, keep close to God, and yeah, pray for the North Korean president. And same thing with the North Korean president, please go on your knees, pray. If you don't want war, we need to be united in one vision, which is God's vision. So we gotta be rising up as the church. So yeah, listening to this, that is awesome. I actually want you guys to be listening to this, and I hope you guys took notes. Third up on the headlines, Saudi Arabia. So it's interesting, eh? Saudi Arabia, okay, so basically this is what is happening in Saudi Arabia. Yes, Saudi Arabia seeks to behead women activists. So there have been activists that are busy, you know, in Saudi Arabia doing stuff that they're not supposed to be doing. You know what they do. So yeah, right now they want to behead a woman. And if you know what behead means, is chop off that head, like cut it. And she's in a position where she's wanting to be beheaded. Hey, did you hear that? Beheaded. So she's in a position where they want to behead her for being an activist. Now, when I read this, my question was, yo, what if... So this was my question. Can you imagine being beheaded for Jesus? Why not? Like, we should all be in that position. I took that time so you can think. But yeah, imagine being in a position where they want to behead you for Jesus. That would be a great position to be in. That would be a privilege. In fact, I wouldn't mind being in a situation like that. Almost said in situations, yeah, like that. But yeah, never mind what I was about to say. That is going into the Dave Nash dictionary. And don't worry, yeah, it's getting full. So last up on the headlines is USA. Yeah, so this is what happened between, yeah, the USA location and Afghanistan. Somehow, not Afghanistan, but Afghanistan. Yes, so I'm not happy. At the same time, I'm happy, which is a very interesting state to be in. So I'll choose not happy. I'm not happy because a life was lost. And that soul could have known Jesus, you know, as their personal savior and enter into heaven. So USA, what happened is they striked in Afghanistan. And what happened is the US strike killed ISIS's leader in Afghanistan. So ISIS's leader, the leader of ISIS, got killed when USA struck Afghanistan. So the US strike killed ISIS's leader in Afghanistan. So that is the bad news. Very bad. And I didn't want it to be a situation like that. But what can we do? If it's the Lord's, yeah, plan of a way to leave Earth like that, let it be done. Because He knows what is best and He knows what is better. So that was it for the news today. And I hope you guys are ready for a show that is so on fire and inspiring. Because this show is going to be very inspiring. I hope you guys actually take notes and you take the time to actually listen. And yeah, stay tuned in. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back for a short session.
Get your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender.
Hey, y'all.
Get ablaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Welcome back. Yes, welcome back. I don't even need to tell you where you are because you already know where you are. And we're coming back for the short... Yes, I know. That is the tongue twisting and doing its own stuff. But we are back for the amazing session, which is going to be on fire. Yeah, so basically this short session is gonna be basically based on Christ music. You know why Christ music is hot music? So it's a very short explanation, brief explanation of why Christ music is hot music and why you should listen to Christ music. So Christ music is hot music because of the message, and you know Jesus is on fire. Jesus is the one. Jesus is the only way to heaven, the one way to heaven. You can't go to heaven except through Jesus. And if you hate Jesus, guess what? The Father is gonna hate you because you hate Jesus, and Jesus is not gonna be your friend. So that is one of the reasons why Christ music is hot music, because Jesus is living and active and is changing people's lives, and that is on fire. It's the fire that keeps it hot. And the reason why I would recommend Christ music is because of the message. The message inspires you to change. Sometimes it even challenges you because you're at a state of your life where you need help, and that help can only come from Jesus. Now here you are listening to Christ music, and the rapper is actually preaching to you, because I believe rapping and singing is preaching with a melody. So when you're listening to that Christ music, you're actually listening to a sermon, and it's a sermon that you can apply into your physical life if you want to apply it. So Christ music is the best music. Stay tuned in. We're gonna give you two amazing tracks and something extra, and then after that we'll get into the topic, which is inspiring. Yeah, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in.
Draw near, you change the atmosphere. There's no shame anymore. The sin that held my heart, you lift it off. I am weightless in your love.
No pressure on me, no pressure on me.
your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart. The target was me. You posed a question. Do you believe? Do you believe that I'm the Son of God? Caught in the crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart. The target was me. You posed a question. Do you believe? Do you believe that I'm the Son of God? Your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart. Your target was me. You posed a question. Do you believe? Do you believe?
is hot music.
Welcome back. Yes, this is the session, the moment that you've been waiting for. Oh, I feel like I should sing. I feel melodical, inspirational, and you can, you name them all. Yeah, I feel like that. So, today's topic, like I said, Paul Nicklin. So, Paul Nicklin is a photographer and at the same time is a filmmaker. So, for those who are wondering, who is Paul Nicklin and why are we talking about Paul Nicklin? So, Paul Nicklin, for you to know, it's Paul Nicklin is a photographer slash filmmaker. So, he takes pictures, he takes photos, and on top of that, he makes films. Yes, you got that right. He makes films. Now, interesting. So, when I was doing research on Paul Nicklin, because I didn't just pick Paul Nicklin for the sake of picking him, and I'm like, put my finger in my mouth and then take it out, put it in the air, and then I see the wind is direction that is blowing. I didn't do that. I didn't just suck it out of my thumb or my finger, the topic. No, I actually did research, and I saw Paul Nicklin was one of the hashtag trending names on Twitter and on the internet. So I saw hashtag Paul Nicklin and I was like, okay, so that is a hashtag that is trending. I wanna take that guy, find out what is happening, and actually do a show on him. So that's where I found out that he's a photographer and he's a filmmaker. Now, when I was doing research, I actually went on YouTube as well. I saw a video on YouTube, and on YouTube this video was called Red Collective, Paul Nicklin Sea Legacy 4K. I was like, what is going on in that topic? Hey, Red Collective, Paul Nicklin Sea Legacy 4K. That Sea Legacy right there. I'm actually a leader, you know. I'm a leader and I'm leading people, you know, to Christ. And at the same time, I do care for people. Now, when you speak legacy already, you're sending me into a leadership mindset, because I'm thinking legacy actually stays on. So with leadership, you leave a legacy to actually impact people, so your influence and your impact stays behind and still impacts people and still influences people, whether it's in the form of videos, music, or even people that you yourself personally mentored. So I'm in that position where I'm personally mentoring people, and when I read legacy, it actually stood out for me. And when I was like reading 4K, I didn't know whether they're talking about the camera quality or they're talking about 4,000 people that you impacted, you know. Yeah, so I actually wanted to find out. And while I was watching the video, I actually found out a lot about Paul Nicklin. So basically what happened in this guy's life is he dedicated himself to be an advocate for the North Threatened Polar Regions. It's like, what? Now, if you don't know the polar regions, guess what? That's where the ice is. Yeah, you know, like your North and South Pole. Yes. Now, you went to the north where the icebergs are. You know where it's cold. You don't see the sun there because the sun don't shine. Okay, it does shine, but the sun doesn't have. The heat waves don't affect that area because that area is so far from the equator that, yo, yes, it's very cold there. So this guy dedicated his life to be an advocate there in that region. And not just dedicated his life, dedicated to stay there. Like, what? Imagine staying in such cold temperatures. Yo. Now, something that's interesting about Paul Nicklin is Paul actually uses the Sea Legacy Foundation to bring awareness to the species and the ecosystem in Peru due to climate change through immersive visual stories. Now, remember, I told you he's a photographer and he's a filmmaker. Now, he's part of the, you know, the Sea Legacy Foundation. Now, what he does is he uses the Sea Legacy Foundation to actually let people be aware of the environment, the ecosystem, the species that are all over there in the North regions, the North Polar regions. Because there's, yo, it's interesting. There's actually species that are endangered, and guess what? We actually don't know about them. Why? Because we don't want to be anywhere close to the polar region. And him here, he's in a position where he's actually letting people be aware of those stuff. And yeah, he had a live encounter that shocked me. but we're gonna get to that. While we haven't gotten to that, I'm still gonna let you know about some of the stuff that he's been through. Now, in the year 2017, you know, 2017, yes, which was last year, he actually went to Peru, and currently in that time there was a current situation where the climate changed immensely and it affected the species that are around there, you know. Now you got extreme, yeah, not extreme really, but yeah, there's like climate change happening which is affecting the North Polar regions. Now the other thing that was interesting is Paul Nicklin actually dedicated 10 years of being there in the polar region. So he decided, I'm gonna stay in the threatened polar regions for 10 years going up. So he dedicated himself to stay there, create a home there, house, everything there. He dedicated his whole life to revolve around the North Polar region, and he stayed there for 10 years. There, 10 years. Now, this was in 2017, so basically this year it's 11 years. No, it's actually more than 10 years. So it's actually interesting because he says while he was there, photos, pictures, you know, pictures and photos are the same thing, filming, videos and all those stuff. When he was doing that day, he failed 98 times. So 98% he failed. Now, something that he says is, if you fail 100% of what you're doing, you can't do anything else because you have nothing else to do. But when you fail 96% of what you're doing, that's when you're making progress. I was like, okay, that is deep right there. Some of us will give up. And then he went on to say that him himself, he fails 98 times. 98% of out of 100, he fails. And when he does that, he actually sees it as an opportunity for him to grow, because he sees there's a problem and I can actually still continue, and I'm going and I'm going and I'm going. And this is also what inspired him to actually stay there, so that he can be diving in waters and taking pictures and visuals and images and videos. And he did all of those stuff so that people who are stuck in their own little world can be actually aware of what is happening around them. Oh yeah, you got your own problem, but you don't know what is happening around you. You actually don't realize that there's people out there and species and animals that need you to get out of your small little world and actually go impact them. I was like, okay, that's deep right there. That is really deep. Hey. Mm-hmm. And what he also did is, the reason why he did it is so that he can actually let people know that the ecosystem is at risk. So there is a risk that is coming right now as we speak. There is a problem and it needs to be fixed. It needs to be dealt with. Now, yo, like I said, he wants us to get out of our own world. Yes, get out of your own world and actually see the problems that species are facing, other things that are useless and hopeless they are all facing. And something that was interesting is, yo, he says that every single person has problems and issues. Same thing with the species that are in the sea. They also have issues and they are also in a dangerous position where they can get extinct. So that's what it says. And then he goes on to say that he had an experience with a leopard, you know, a seal leopard seal. Almost said a seal leopard, but I did say it. Now, he says he had an interesting moment, which was an interesting experience with a leopard seed. Now, what happened is, he saw this leopard seed in water and he didn't know what was gonna happen. He didn't know what is it gonna do. Went in the water, dived with his camera and everything, approached it, and while he was 10 meters away, it attacked him, leaving the penguin, and attacked him. So that is what it did. And now I'm like thinking in the yo, imagine the thing ate you. Guess what, you're gonna be stuck in that stomach, baba. If it's 15 days, whatever the amount, baba, you'll be stuck in there. It sent me to some other Bible scriptures. I was like, okay, that is very deep right there. And something that happened is, when it attacked him, it finally saw that this guy is not attacking back. So it thought it thought that he was helpless, and it started feeding him, and all the stuff. It will get penguins that are alive, try to feed him, and then, yeah, it sees that these penguins are escaping. So this guy is useless. He's actually in my territory, and he can't get food for himself. That's what the leopard seal was actually recognizing. It was realizing that this guy can't do anything. And then it will get penguins that are now dead, and then it will send them to him, and then it will see this guy is not eating, and then he taught him how to eat. Now he had an experience like this for 6 days. Taught him how to eat a penguin, and it was teaching him and all those stuff. It took care of him and all those things. Now that was a very interesting experience. I wonder if I was there, how I was gonna react. I'll probably drown there. I'm like, oh, this thing is attacking me. Oh, I'm about to die. That was gonna be me. Just say, don't judge. Do not judge. Now, what struck me about Paul Nicklin is, while I was actually looking at his life, his photography, yo, this guy has got amazing pictures, amazing videos, and yeah, there's like amazing stuff that he's doing. Same thing with seals, yo, there's a video where he's surrounded by seals, and I'm like thinking, whoa, if I was in that water, would I be reacting like that and still carry on with my camera and doing those stuff, taking those shots? But he's in a position like that because he feels 98% out of 100. So that is the amount of time he fails when he attempts something. And he says, yeah, you gotta be at the point where you understand this is what can happen, this is what can happen, but I'm gonna still go forward and focus. Now, it was actually interesting. Now, the other thing that I also picked up was when I was looking at nature, actually, so wow, this is something that is so amazingly interesting that the Lord has made. Imagine, eh? The Lord has created all of these amazing animals. Plus, on top of that, he created the North Polar region, which is a freaking interesting, amazing place to be. Woo! I know, freaking. Yes, man. Freak N. Yes, you gotta be freak in. Yeah, so it's actually interesting. And that is what God is able to do. So it's actually interesting what God is able to do. Now, a character trait that actually stood out for me of Paul Nicklin is that he cares enough to actually forget about what other people think, and he takes the step forward, and not just the step forward. He is obsessed. It is obsession that got him to the point where he is now famous, and people are reading about him, people are aware of him, people are seeing what we do not see in the North Pole, the Northern Region Pole. We are seeing stuff like that. Why? Because he decided to rise up and actually go for his dream and obsessions. Same thing with us. How many of us are in a position where we can say we are obsessed like Paul Nicklin is obsessed about the North Region Pole? We are obsessed like that for the gospel of Christ. That is my question. And that is where we actually going with this topic. So, don't you to go out. Yes, did you hear what I said? Don't tune to go out. Instead, stay tuned in. After the short break, we'll come back and still deal with more.
I need the every hour, most precious Lord. No tender voice like thine can pierce afford. I need thee, oh, I need
Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
Welcome back. I'll say it twice and then add a third one. Welcome back and then continue. Now we're coming back and speaking about Paul Nicklin and the amazing stuff that he's doing. And yeah, by the way, he is actually recognized by National Geographic. Now, National Geographic, right there, they're like seeing this guy. Even conferences and events that are happening, they're inviting him. Now, what I want to also identify from this guy is his trait and his awareness of showing the ecosystem is at risk is what also pushed him to show the stuff that he's showing and do the stuff that he's doing. Now, what is interesting is he actually said the following lines. He said, bring the ocean to everyone and the issues. So in order for people to understand, you know, he was explaining how people are in their own boxed up world and they don't realize that there's people with issues and there's an ocean out there with amazing stuff under, and there's things happening under our nose that we don't know why, because we're stuck in our own world. Now, he spoke about how we have to bring, so he says they have to, he sees it as a task for them to bring the ocean to people. Now, that is their duty, what they have to do. Now, that also took me to the gospel. I'm like, how many of us actually feel like that? We in a position where we can say, yeah, I feel the urgency to tell people about Jesus, and I want to tell people about Jesus, and as a result, I'm going to bring the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Jesus, here on earth for people to experience. How many of us can say that? How many of us are in a position where we can say that? Now, the other thing that struck me was what he was saying about feelings. He's like, oh, feel what he's feeling. So what he was saying is he gets people to the point where they feel what he's feeling. And he says in order for them to feel what he's feeling, he has to dive underground where the seals are, and the seals cover him, you know, like all over, because they are attracted to this guy. They want to see what is happening. Yeah, can we eat him? What is happening? Stuff like that. And he says when he gets close like that and the seals are like right in front of the camera, that is when the audience now feels what he's feeling. You know, that is when they're now doing what he's wanting, you know, basically they're in a position where they understand, you know, and all those stuff. Now, that question already came to my head, you know, what about Jesus? Now, that is the same statement and point of view that I wanted to come from, and also the point that I wanted to get through is how many of us see that the community and the ecosystem is at risk, and we actually bring heaven down to earth. And not only that, we bring their issues as well, because when they have issues, that's when people get challenged, you know, they get challenged. Yes, like, okay, there's issues now. So we need to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth, and we gotta bring it with every single person's issues that the Lord Jesus is able to get rid of. Now, the other thing was feeling. Yes, you gotta make them feel what you feel. How many of us can say we're in a position where people feel the love that we have for God, and on top of that, they wanna be like God? How many of us are expressing that point of view, you know, where you see a person and you're like, wow, that is Jesus right there? So that is the position that we all need to be in. We need to be in a position where what we're feeling, we let the people feel. Now, in order for you, someone to follow you, they need to know what's in your heart. And if Jesus is in your heart, you will be attractive. I'm telling you, you will be attractive, because people want to be attracted to a leader that knows where he's going. And Jesus is the one that's going to give you a vision. And I love what Paul Nicklin is doing. You know, it's actually interesting because he's got vision as a leader, and he's acting upon that vision, which is not just him. It's the story of all of us. That is supposed to be all our story. So how many of you are actually going out there telling people about Jesus? That is the question. And if you are not, we should be going out there. We should be seeking the kingdom of Jesus, because the word says seek the kingdom of Jesus and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So everything that you want should be added unto you after doing what? After seeking the kingdom of Jesus and his righteousness. That's what we need to be doing. And yeah, like I said, it was going to be an amazing short show. An amazing, amazing, interesting show on Paul Nicklin. And yeah, Mr. Paul Nicklin, if you're listening to this, what I wanted to say is just add the Lord into your life and you will see how he's gonna amplify everything that you got. Yes, every single thing, and I mean everything, not some, every single one of them. And on top of that, he's actually going to make you famous. But that is not why we focus on God. We focus on God because he's real to us. You know, he is the one that changed our lives. He's the one that can change our lives as well. You know, all of us and everything like that. So it is actually interesting. So I actually hope that you guys enjoyed the show. I hope you guys got some notes to actually write down. I hope you guys actually wrote some notes down, you know, on Paul Nicklin and what he was doing and what you can be doing to be an influential person, you know. Let people feel what you're feeling, you know. It's a long story, but yeah, they gotta feel, which is interesting because for people to accept Christ, they need to be in a position where they feel the love of God and they accept it. So how many of you are getting into a position where you actually helping people feel what you're feeling in Christ and actually want to tell people about Jesus? That is the question. And I hope you guys took notes. Like I said, one more time again, I hope you guys took notes. I hope you guys are ready for a new session, new world order. Yeah, and you gotta know, man, you gotta know. Yeah, I know you like, what is going on, DJ Nave? What the heck are you saying? You don't hack the computer, don't do anything like that. But yeah, I hope you guys took notes. I hope you guys actually took that pen and paper and you are like, I need to have that character trained. I need to have that character trained. And yeah, for those people that are out there, I actually want to let you know there's a quote that goes by, okay, so in fact it's Denzel Washington who said it. He said, I'm lying. It is not. I'm gonna let you guys know who it is in the next show. So make sure you are tuned in. And this person actually said that a army of lions led by a sheep will never defeat an army of sheep led by a lion. Yeah. I know, right? I know. So an army of sheep led by a lion will always defeat an army of lions led by a sheep. So that is something that you should think, grab, and sit on. You know, yes, sit on. Now that is leadership right there. You gotta be thinking leadership stuff. So yeah, Paul Nicklin had a mindset of a leader. That is why he went out of his box to think about stuff that he can do to make people aware of what is happening all over the world. Same thing with you, you know. You are listening to this. You are also empowered to do the same thing. And you got the same power living inside of you. All you need to do is think outside the box, be creative, and put God first into your life. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Like I said, this is the last time. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And I hope you guys will enjoy next week's show. And yeah, you know how we keep it here on the Dave and Nash Show. We keep it locked, keep it real. So don't forget to catch us on Facebook, www.activefm777. And then don't forget to catch us on Twitter, which is at ActiveFM777. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. And don't forget the website itself, www.activefm.co.za. And we are also on iTunes, ActiveFM. And yeah, don't forget the other platform, like my Facebook platform, which is Nash Workaholic Bobo. You can send me personal messages, comments, and let me know what you think. Or you can catch me on Twitter, which is Saint Lone Wolf. You can also comment there. You can keep in touch with me. Or Instagram, which is Fearless Eagle in Christ. Yeah, so shout out to every single person that was listening. I appreciate the fact that you guys are listening, and I'll see you guys next week, Friday. Toodles.
decision.